Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5 for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh. Check it out.
We like to make you informed instead of uninformed, and that's what we're trying to do now, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. So there's a lot of talk at the moment about the pool, and of course we're seeing all different sides of the story. We're reading and hearing different things from everyone. We need to speak to Mayor Denise Knight about it. We have her now. Denise, what's the current situation of the pool?
The current situation of the pool is in October 2016, Council voted on a resolution of council to give delegated authority to the general manager. Now, delegated authority to the general manager means that he can make decisions based on the information that's in front of him without it going to a full council. The reason some of those decisions are over to the general manager is we get like hundreds of tenders, hundreds of DAs, hundreds of all sorts of things. So rather than it go to a full council, we gave delegated authority to the general manager. All the leases for all three pools were running out.
Yes.
And they all put in a tender. Now, if you understand tenders, tenders are completely confidential. And then they go to, well, that one went to the general manager.
Maryse, can I jump in here and ask a question? The way it was given to the general manager, do you wish that you and the council got to vote on it instead of the general manager afterwards? Obviously, in retrospect, you can always have these answers, but do you wish that you guys got to vote on it instead?
Look, in hindsight,
yeah.
I think if it's something that is really community orientated and community focused, it's probably a good idea that it does come to a full council.
Okay.
The hard thing is for the general manager and the staff, how do they know? Like, sometimes it looks okay. Like, it just looks like this will just slide through. This is good. It's a basic tender. We do these all the time. It's a little hard to know, but what we're going to do in that resolution of council where we gave delegated authority to the general manager,
yes,
one part of that resolution is that that has to be reviewed in 12 months' time.
Okay.
So we've got to quickly ask, they're saying that $4 million can be saved. Can you answer that one?
I can. It's called extrapolating. So what happens is when the tenders come in, the tenderers don't know what the other tenderers are doing, right? As I said, it's completely
with their proposals
confidential. So what council does, or any other person, not just council, but any other person that's receiving a tender, works out the future of whether they will be saving money in 10 years or losing money. Everybody does it. So is this financially beneficial for our city? So the staff work it out.
Yep.
And they worked out that there is a saving of $4 million. So I will be requesting that $4 million goes back into just the swimming pools, the repair of the swimming pools. Some of the pools are in pretty, you know, they need some work. And so that money will go back into the pools. But that's how it's worked out. So it's not just the way council does it. It's the way any business does it that receives a tender. They have to work out, are we going to lose money in 10 years if we take this bloke on? Or are we going to lose? So they work it out, and we were going to have a win on this one,
okay,
financially, that of $4 million. Does that help? Does that explain it?
Yeah, I think so. There's a lot there, obviously, like we said. So thank you so much for sharing your side with us this morning. We're Denise Knight.
No problem. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
So now we speak to Murray, and we need to find out where you guys at Swimplex, are at the moment.
We're kind of last legs now. So our main thing is I've got one of the public speaking bookings at the council meeting on Thursday.
Sure.
And that's our last hurrah.
Well, so do you think that you will be able to change anything?
I don't know, but we're being positive. I mean, we've got nearly 100,000 views on our couple of Facebook posts and our open letter to the GM, and there's hundreds of people complaining on the council's Facebook page. I think there's a fair you know, if I was a councillor, I'd be pushing for a review.
And what exactly is it meaning for you guys there and all the staff as well?
Yeah, well, it's the game's over for all them. So the business model of this other company is pretty much cut the guts out of it, run less staff, eliminate all the community programs and scholarships and stuff that we do, and then charge more. So they've got a history in the other places they've run of upping the charges across the board, not sort of sticking to the original or their previous agreements where pensioners get discount. And, you know, at Whoopi, one of the things is they give refugees a free entry. So all those things sort of evaporate. And one of those situations that everyone knows that this business has to put pressure on, you know, the only way they can recoup the money is by raising the charges and lowering the service. And we've done this for 3 years in COFS and sort of turned it around where it was struggling a bit. And it's certainly not a money-making concern. It just barely sort of covers the time and effort put into it.
Murray, it's hard for Tools and I because we often say this, we get the best job, we just try to make people smile, and sometimes they don't. But it's hard for us to try to understand how someone from council would be that vindictive as to make people lose their jobs, to put it in layman's terms, if that makes sense. So,
how out of touch could the GM be with the community to think that this decision would make sense? And even if it was, you know, there is a financial, and we think there's probably possibly 100 grand a year across the three centres, Vera, for the locals to run it, but that's pretty much straight back in wages anyway. So it's all money that stays in the community. And this is a service. This isn't supposed to be a business to make money. So
no, from the public, they've been supporting you guys as they should. What did you want to say to the public? What do you want to say from their perspective? What else can they do, I guess?
I think all they can do, I mean, they've shown how upset they are and how they just can't believe this process. And, you know, they elect these the councillors and the mayor to run these things in the best interest of the community. It's not always a financial interest. It's often a community service interest, and this is a pretty core kind of service for the community. The people are just amazed that this delegated authority process could lead to a situation where someone offers a, you know, 20-year lease of a major asset in Coffs Harbour with no accountability to the mayor. They just basically presented it to the mayor, to the council, and the mayor at the end and said, here's the decision, sign off on it. And it just baffles people. They just can't believe that would be how the process would work.
Yeah.
And that's what she said. We had her on yesterday, Meris Denise Knight, and obviously that's our job, to be able to make everybody as informed as possible and be that middle person. In hindsight, she did say that she wished that they could vote and the council members as well, but that rule obviously wasn't there after the fact.
Yeah, so that committee has found, a loophole that says if you don't have to run it past the mayor at all. So that delegated authority system was originally intended for day-to-day running the council. You know, if a tree needed lopping or a footpath needed repairing, they could approve it without it having to go through a series of council meetings. That clearly wasn't intended for this sort of process that's a significant thing and over a long period for such a core service to the council, to the community.
Oh, look, our thoughts are with you all, and all the best for everything that you have to go through.
Yeah, thanks. So all we'd ask, I guess, is just people turn up at the council meeting and support us, and we just state our case, and we really don't think it's all too late. We think there still is a shot at it, and we think at the moment the councillors would have chosen us if they had the chance, and we think the community would choose us. So thank you for your support, and thanks to the community.
Oh, 100%. And like you said, being optimistic and positive, that's the best approach to it. And so if everyone can get there and show the support, then it's amazing what things can happen when everyone comes together.
That's it. Fantastic.
He was robbed in the first Australian Idol, no doubt. We're talking about Shannon Knowlty-Knoll.
Yeah, that's right. By the guy Sebastian, which, you know, to be honest, they're both around. They're both still going strong. Out of many of those idols, they're actually, and Jess Mailboy, the older generation, they're going real strong.
Yeah, they're doing really well. He had a push to do Eurovision as well. That was like his fan base saying in 2017, let's get him there.
Just being on there, that's a representation of Australia. You don't even need to try to go outside and do some weird costume or whatever.
This is his representation now, Shannon Knoll's brand new single.
I want to run straight through the night, chasing the stars with a heart open wide, under a great southern sky.
Yep, it is out now on iTunes and all good record stores. And he joins us now live on the line. Knowlty, Well, you have to just start off by saying, we can't find anyone that doesn't love you, mate. You just continue. No, it's very hard. You continue to put a smile on people's faces, and your new single, I'm sure, is going to do that too.
Oh, good on you, mate. They're very, very lovely words. I really appreciate that. You know, it's really great to be still doing what I'm doing after the show so long ago, and continued support's amazing, mate. Because obviously, without the support of the public, you haven't got much in this business. So I'm very, very humbled by that, and very lucky.
Yeah, and so when you first started out, of course, social media wasn't as big as it is now, and that's why things can change and become very brutal with social media. Yep. But we got to say, with your Facebook, you've got the best kind of trolling going on where it's all just the funny, hilarious Aussie Ocka talk happening.
It's very special, actually. It's very funny and really clever, actually. I don't know how it started or where it started, but I think it started with the fish tacos post, which I promise you was done in all innocently done. I didn't even think about it until I started reading the comments about the connotation that obviously goes along with fish tacos.
Every time.
So that's sort of where it's. Yeah.
When you're posting that, do you wait and get so excited to read all those comments? Because they're hilarious.
Yeah, they are. They're really, really funny. You know, there's such an amazing sort of formula with them too, which everyone is like structure. You know, they're all structured exactly the same, and but just a little bit different in what they're saying. So it's pretty amazing. You know, there's some really clever people out there. That's for sure.
Hey, we heard your new single, mate. Congratulations on that, like we said. Filmed in the Hunter Valley, do you think that this is quintessential Shannon Knoll? Does this represent you after all these years as an artist, when you've had your experience? Yep. Do you think that this is the embodiment of what you represent finally?
Yeah, mate, I do. I really do. I think I couldn't have said that better, actually, myself. You know, that's exactly where it feels that I'm at now. You know, this, for probably really the first time, as much as I loved all the previous stuff that I've put out, I think this phase moving forward now is more me than ever before, and I think it encapsulates what I'm about and what I care about and what's close to my heart, you know?
So, Shannon, obviously you're a family man. You've had a wife for quite some time. You've gone through a lot of experiences, and something we do on this show is called Educating Joel. So Joel has been in one relationship. It lasted 6 months. He's 34 years old now, and he gets to ask a question, and we educate him on relationships.
Oh, righto.
So I reckon you've probably got some good things to offer, Joel.
Earlier this morning, it's Educating Joel now with Shannon Knoll. Now, there is an obsession that I have noticed and observed when it comes to women and popping bloody pimples. They're obsessed with it. I haven't found one girl now, including Tools, that loves it. What do you think it is?
Mate, I don't know. That's a very good question because, my mum's always been a shocker for it, and so has my wife's a shocker as well. So I'm not sure what it is, mate, but, you know, they always give you the big spiel that, oh, well, you don't want to be walking around with that on your face or on your back or whatever, you know what I mean? So that's why they have to get it. So it sort of justifies the reason why they want to put you through some pain.
It's
might be a little bit of payback in some way.
I think you make a very good call. Mate, we can't wait. Loving Southern Sky as well. So big congratulations on continuing to evolve and get to do what you love.
Oh, good on you guys. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.